Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says, first of all, the wind is going to be increasing, so get ready for that. A few clouds in with the sun from time to time today, high of about 74 degrees. Kenosha right now is partly cloudy, 61. 59 in Burlington, 63 in Milwaukee, partly cloudy here in Racine. We are at 62. It was great weather Sunday, a lot of folks out and about. Apparently got a little too warm for one youngster visiting Apple Holler along the interstate in southern Racine County. Union Grove Yorkville Rescue dispatched for the child with possible heat-related problems just before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Also take note, the southbound entrance ramp from Highway 20 and I-94 in Racine County reopens today after having been closed since March 20th. Work related to the interstate project, specifically the Highway 20 interchange. All kinds of activity taking place there over the last several months. And going into Tuesday night and Wednesday night, there's going to be some crew working on the pavement markings on the northbound side, so that'll mean the adjacent ramps are going to be closed overnight both those nights. Racine County Fire Investigation Task Force contacted by the Sheriff's Department about a house fire yesterday afternoon in the 22,000 block of West 7 Mile Road in the town of Norway. A deputy was first on scene, reported the home fully engulfed in flames. That prompted the Wind Lake Fire Department incident commander to request mutual aid. The occupants were out of town, according to initial reports. The home's owner, though, did show up at the scene. Because of all the firefighting equipment, that stretch of West 7 Mile Road had to be closed to traffic for almost 4 hours. The damage to the home was extensive. Earlier this year, the Racine Public Library said its collection of microfilm, including past newspaper, was deteriorating. The reason? Vinegar rot, prompting the search for a solution and how to pay for it. Library's Board of Trustees decided to go with a fund that was created through donations and for which reference librarian Rebecca Leanna says it's going to create two copies each on a different kind of microfilm versus a costlier, more labor-intensive computer system that not everybody else would really know how to use.
There's still going to be people that are going to come into the library because they know how to search using the library and you know, trying to navigate through websites and ads and stuff like that. That's always really challenging, and a lot of people get frustrated with it.
The initial project cost was put at $100,000 to do this. Now, once the problem was discovered, the microfilm reels dating back prior to 1900, those were taken out of the file drawers to try to preserve them until the solution was determined. Search for a missing endangered adult late Saturday night on the Kenosha-Racine border. It led to his discovery early Sunday afternoon in the village of Summers. 22-year-old walked away from a group home on Sovereign Drive in the Georgetown area. A Racine Police Department news release indicating that he's got autism, has very limited verbal skills. City Watch system was employed to send out an automated message about 10 o'clock Saturday night, asking the public to be aware of the situation and to call 911 if the young man was observed. He was found safe and unharmed about a quarter after one Sunday afternoon around Highway 32 and Kenosha County Highway E. There was also, by the way, yesterday morning, a military-style helicopter up in the air over the border area. That got the attention of a lot of folks on both sides of Highway KR. Nearly half of the American Red Cross facilities in Wisconsin are being closed by 2017, and many of them are going to be up north. Steve Hansen's the executive director of the Northeast Wisconsin chapter. He says over 90% of their people are volunteers who will continue to provide things like disaster services and teaching first aid and CPR courses, along with helping a lot of military families.
Probably at least 95% of all of our services that we provide happen outside of our Red Cross offices. So we can easily downsize our physical presence.
The Red Cross office serving Racine, Kenosha, based in Metro Milwaukee these days. The former Red Cross building in Racine on Taylor Avenue, that is up for sale. While he was home over the weekend to relax with family, Congressman Paul Ryan likely distracted by the continued pressure from GOP members for him to run for Speaker of the House, and with Fox News saying that he was considering it. Bob Costantini reports.
From Oklahoma and known as a moderate voice for House Republicans, Tom Cole is one of those pressing one-time vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan to run for Speaker. Cole on CNN's State of the Union.
I just have enormous confidence it's the right man at the right moment. He certainly shouldn't do it if he's not willing to embrace it.
Ryan, back home in Wisconsin to be with his family during the Columbus Day break, just kept telling reporters chasing him when he left Capitol Hill that he didn't want the job. GOP members are turning to Ryan amid turmoil of hardline conservatives, constantly criticizing John Boehner and not being willing to back Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy for the position. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Congressman Ryan attending last night's annual Columbus Day banquet in Kenosha, helping to honor Mike Pitt Sr. as the Italian-American Society's Man of the Year, the group's 91st annual event. 65-year-old Pitt's a well-known Kenosha businessman, including in real estate. Racine Unified School Board's Legislative Committee has what's billed as a communication session going with state lawmakers later this afternoon. That'll be about 4:30 or so in the library at Case High School. It's to include with the remaining members of the group a little tour of the school afterward. That'll include the newly renovated fieldhouse. Tonight, Racine Mayor John Dicker delivers his 2016 budget proposal to the Common Council, as well as recommendations for the 10-year capital improvement program. Also going to the Committee of the Whole, the budgets and CIP plans for the water and wastewater utilities. The review process will begin a week from tonight. The public hearing on the city budget is scheduled for November the 5th. Another wait is on with the federal government for a casino here in Wisconsin. This time it's Beloit. Governor Scott Walker says it still has to go through the same federal process as the Kenosha project, which he, of course, ultimately rejected.
Certainly we're monitoring it. The big key is whether or not the federal government, through the Bureau of Indian Affairs, goes forward on that. Yeah, if they were to do that, then we'd use a process, to, as we have in the past, an objective process. But until we get word from the federal government, could be tomorrow, could be many, many years from now. The Bureau of Indian Affairs under this administration typically takes a long time, so we'll have to wait and see.
Ho-Chunk officials have indicated that once the casino proposal gets through the federal process, they anticipate a relatively quick state review because of a 1992 compact the tribe forged with the state, allowing them to open one more Class 3 gaming site. The Ho-Chunk and Potawatomi, by the way, both objected to the Kenosha casino project. And a lot of folks out with the great weather, either doing yard work, taking in the fall scenery, whatever the case, they were out of the house. Dozens gathered in Kenosha for the 38th annual Crop Hunger Walk to help local food pantries. One of the organizers indicated they had hoped to raise maybe $10,000. Those participating able to walk 1, 3, or 5 miles. The event falling under the auspices of Church World Services, which does these events around the country. Racine's 36th annual Crop Walk for Hunger will take place October the 25th. You can contact the Volunteer Center of Racine County at 886-9612 to get more information. WRJN.com, your source for our local news, whatever you want it throughout the day. You can go on our webpage, look for the local news section, and that's where our newscasts are in podcast form. And at WRJN News, that is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.